Hey everyone, you're listening to the Sales with Kales podcast, the podcast where I teach you actionable and easy to implement sales tactics and techniques so you can walk away from each episode with a new insight that you can apply straight away to your sales process and sell more confidently. Let's get right into it. This is Sales with Kales. Going on, everybody. We're back. Episode number 26 here of the Sales with Kales podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about one of my favorite topics, even favorite questions out there. Or I guess it's not so much of a question. It's more of a statement. But it's when your prospect says, I can't afford it. Everyone hears that. Most people hear it way more than they'd like to, especially obviously in sales. The dreaded, I can't afford your product. I can't afford your service. One of the most frustrating objections to hear, especially when your service is considered an investment that brings on a very hefty return in some cases. If you're selling anything, I would consider anything, really anyone selling an investment. Otherwise, it's not worth the money. So with that being said, let's talk about it. I can't afford it. Why do people say it so often? Is it really that they can't afford it, or is it something else going on there? I mean, let's dive into it. So first off, we're going to dive deep in this episode into first off, the fundamentals of why people say that, if it's true. And then we're going to kick it off, we're going to finish it off with what you can do when your prospect does say that they can't afford it. So when you hear I can't afford it, how do you normally respond to it? Because I can take a guess. What most salespeople do, the average salespeople that don't close enough sales, when they hear their prospects say they can't afford it, they instantly go into defensive mode. Either one of two things happen. One, they say, oh, that's too bad. I mean, it would be great, but if you can't afford it, you can't afford it. And goodbye, you know, and they part ways, and then their prospect doesn't do any business with them. They don't have a new client, and that's the end of that. On to the next, right? Because they said they couldn't afford it. Prospects never lie. They only tell the truth. Prospects wouldn't say I can't afford it if they can, right? That's what these salespeople are thinking. And the truth is, prospects are excellent liars. Prospects are the best liars I've ever come across. Now, I've gotten some criticism when I've told people, look, most of the time, 95% of the time, in fact, when your prospects say they can't afford it, they're lying to you. And that's speaking from lots of experience. That's also speaking anecdotally firsthand. I've told people all the time when they were trying to sell me something that I couldn't afford it. And the only reason that I said that, just because I didn't think that the benefits were really worth it. When in reality, I mean, if I really felt that the value was there, for sure. Worst case scenario, I mean, let's be honest here. I myself have put things on a credit card. I put, when something's really important to me, if I really want something, I'll put it on a credit card. Look, there's so many people out there who go into debt, like financial debt. They put the new iPhone on a credit card. They can't afford it. And the iPhone's not even an investment. The iPhone's a product that depreciates. There's very little value from an iPhone. Obviously, you know, if you work from it, so-and-so, yeah, sure, okay. But at the end of the day, the same people, and here is what's so important to understand. The same people telling you they can't afford it are buying sneakers for $500. Same people who tell you that they can't afford it are buying the new iPhone for $1,200 with money on the credit card. The same people who tell you they can't afford it are buying new purses, new jewelry, new watches on credit cards or with the money they have in their bank account. And guess what? At the end of the day, people spend money on what they find valuable to them. So the reason why I'm saying this and explaining it in this way is because at the end of the day, for most people, 95% of the prospects you're speaking to, if they tell you they can't afford it, they're lying to you. They just don't see the value in what you have to offer. Yeah, it's true. It's so true. So, I mean, what do you do with that information? Like, a lot of people hear, I can't afford it all the time. You know, their prospects tell them that all the time. The first thing is to understand that they're saying that because they just don't think that the benefits are worth it. They think that if they give you their money, if they part ways with their money today, it's going to be a bad investment. They are not going to be happy that they spent the money because the return, whether it's monetary return, whether it's an emotional or psychological return, isn't going to be worth it to them. And that manifests itself with them saying, I cannot afford it. That's what's going on at a fundamental level, because here's the thing. Again, firsthand experience, and again, I've done this myself too. People go into debt when something is really worth it, when the value is really there. Everyone, look, I mean, just a simple example here. Look, everyone goes into debt to buy homes. They go into crazy amount of debt to buy homes. It's all about value. Now, what do you do? How do we practically go about this? What we do is, first off, you have to understand your prospect. In order to sell someone, you need to understand what's important to them, what their current situation looks like, and what challenges they're having that are preventing them from getting to their main goals. If you don't understand this and you try and sell something to someone, they will find you too expensive, and they will tell you that they can't afford you. And that's because you didn't build value. And the only way to build value is to understand what your prospects really want and what they're really struggling with. Every single prospect you deal with is different. And if you don't understand individually what your prospects really want and what they are really struggling with and what is really preventing them from reaching their goals, you will never be able to build value. You'll be building what I call just general blah, blah value, where it doesn't mean anything to your prospect. If anything, it means very, very little. And guess what's going to happen when you ask for the sale? Or, you know what? I love it. I just can't afford it. And again, so if you're hearing this, it means that you have not done a good job at building value. Plain and simple. The next thing. What do you do though? Like, let's say you hear it all the time, what do you do? First off, focus on building value, focus on understanding people, focus on connecting your product or your service to actually solving a problem for someone. That's step one. But step two, guess what? You're still gonna have people telling you that they can't afford it because it's a reflex response. People will say they can't afford it and they don't even realize they're saying it. So here's the thing. The best thing to do is when someone tells you that they can't afford it, you want to ask them a question. You never want to say, oh, no. Look, this is what you're going to get. It's okay because you're going to get this. It's going to be so amazing. You're going to love it. Here's what you do. When someone says they can't afford it, you agree with them. I completely understand. It's got to be worth the money. Otherwise, it's a total, total waste. Now, let me just ask you a question. Because usually when people tell me they can't afford it, it's because they feel that the benefits aren't worth it. Is that the case with you? And guess what? What are they going to say? They're either going to say yes or no. If they say yes, the benefits aren't worth it, means you did a really bad job at communicating and building value. And that's your own fault. It's really your own fault if that happens. And then you might get a second chance to build value there. But if that's not the case and you've done a good job at building value, then your prospects will just simply say, no. The benefits are worth it, but I'm hesitant. And it's okay. Guess what? Prospects are always going to be hesitant when it comes to parting with money. This is where closing skills come in. You have to empower your prospects to take action. And the way you do that is you say, great, you know, I'm glad you feel that way, and I'm glad you feel that this will be worth it. Now, I understand that you can't afford it, but let me ask you another question. Let's pretend in 3 months from now, let's just say, I know you say you can't afford it. Let's just say we did it anyways. We put this on a credit card. And in 3 months' time, we solve this problem for you. We solve this issue and you had an extra 500 leads coming in. Let's say their issue was leads, right? And you had an extra 500 leads coming in every single month. At that point, would you feel happy that you invested this amount of money? And you know what they're going to say? Absolutely. And then you simply say, great. So where do you want to go from here? And that's all about framing and asking questions. So that is the best way to overcome the I can't afford it if you've built the value. This objection handling statement that I, or that strategy that I just covered right here and that I just used will never work if you haven't built value. Never. Your prospects will just get frustrated with you. So understand that this only works when you build value. And at the end of the day, even if you build value, prospects will still be hesitant about parting with their money. And this is where this statement comes in. You have to get them to visualize and show them what's going to happen if they do spend the money anyways. Because at the end of the day, you're not trying to manipulate. Here's the difference. You're not trying to manipulate your prospects into spending money they don't have and putting them in a financial difficult situation. No. What you're doing is, look, if you are selling a product or service that actually benefits people, it's no scam, nothing, that actually adds value to people's lives. Let's say, you know, you're selling gym member, you know, you're selling personal training at a gym. This is very common. You're selling personal training, right? And you're dealing with someone who's extremely overweight, or and they've been trying to lose weight for years. Let's say they're just 20 pounds overweight. They've been trying to lose weight for so many years. And it's their number one priority. They try and try and try and can't figure it out. Do you think that they would happily spend $2,000, $3,000, or even $4,000 if they could know that by spending that money, they would be able to lose the amount of weight that they planned on losing, let's say 20 pounds, 100%. They would be ecstatic over the moon if they can spend this money and lose that weight as a result from it. And I know this because I was in the industry and I have had several clients go into debt to lose weight. They've put money on, they put personal training on credit cards because losing weight was so important to them. And at the end of it, they felt ecstatic, like the best investment ever. And that's the thing. At the end of the day, you have to lay it out for your prospect and say, look, let's pretend we got started anyways. I know that you feel this is a big investment and that you feel you can't even afford it. But just for a second, let's say we did it anyways, took the leap here and did it. And in 3 months from now, you saw the results, these exact results from us working together. Would spending the money today be worth it in that case? And they'll either tell you yes or no. If it's a yes, that's a win-win situation. If it's a no, it wouldn't be worth it. Then guess what? You're not talking to a qualified prospect and you shouldn't do business with them because they're not a good fit for you. But in most cases, and I've used this so many times, I've never heard a prospect say no, it wouldn't be worth it. So there you go. Try that out next time. This is it for today. This has been Sales with Kales, and until next time, take care.